There weren't a lot of great things in the game, certainly not offensively for either team, but Coach Todd Simon is here to talk about it with us. And, Coach, you take dubs when you can get them, and this was a gritty, grimy, slugfest, whatever you want to call it, but it's a win, right?
Yeah, I mean, you shoot 28% on the road, you don't usually come away with a win. But to our guys' credit, defensively, you know, they were good, forced 18 turnovers, allow only 31% from the floor on someone's home court. You know, I thought defensive end we were really good, and sometimes those shots don't fall on the road, and clearly they didn't today. But we're getting there, though. We're getting there, and we knew we have a couple of bodies down. Deshaun Phillip being out, Trey just coming back. He's not 100%. You're kind of down a few bodies. We knew it was going to have to be a grimy win.
Coach, what? Obviously, you'd like to just shoot it better, but it seemed like their zone bothered you more than when other people have zoned you. What were they doing that you were struggling with?
Yeah, I think our pace was just not good, and you know we got tentative against it, and Dejan, who's been a top 20 shooter in the country percentage wise, you know, just didn't have a day today, and he's kind of carried us from three a little bit, and Deshaun being out, we missed him against the zone. He's a phenomenal zone player, but I think the second half we responded, we kind of played him a little more inside out and touched paint a little bit and kind of got him out of the zone that way.
Also, as I recall, at halftime you had zero fast break points. You end up with nine, which is not a number normally you'd like, but all of them in the second half. You were able to get some transition in the second half. What got you to that?
Well, I mean, we just had to play faster. I mean, sometimes when we get caught up, you know, and they're scrappy. You know, they're physical on the glass. And when our defensive rebounding wasn't there in the first half, they had nine offensive rebounds at halftime. You know, that doesn't let you get out and run.
Yeah, it seemed like it was around the rim a pretty physical game. And, you know, statistically coming in, they were not a good offensive rebounding team or overall necessarily a great rebounding team. But they kind of pushed you around a little bit, didn't they?
Yeah, and it was really, really physical in there. And you know, we thought it was probably a lot of push in the back and a lot of, you know, it was just kind of one of those games. And when we had to respond in that second half and just say, hey, this is going to be warfare down here. We got to battle back. So I'm proud that they did that. And, you know, they'll allow only six field goals for an entire half is very hard to do. And we found it on the defensive end.
Well, DJ Smith, I know his family drove up from Little Rock and he made two huge shots for you in the second half.
Yeah. DJ was fantastic again off the bench you know, I thought he was active defensively, really hard, you know, with his ball pressure. So we did a lot of good things, but mostly on the defensive end.
Also, you had to fear after the trip to Montreal and then to go right back on the road. This is a long road trip that it might be a bit sluggish, right, coming out of here today?
Yeah, you know, you're talking about exam week. You're talking about guys getting caught up from the long trip. We got a couple guys got banged up this week in practice, and we were kind of limping into this one, to be honest with you. So we knew we were going to have to gut this one out. We just hoped it was going to be with a few more made shots. But hey, win's a win, and you know we hadn't. You know, but I think it was dating back last year, it was five or six games since we got a road win. And so it's good to at least be on the right side.
Well, and Marcus Hill was one of those guys that usually would make three or four more shots than he did. But he got to the line a ton, ended up going 9 of 10. And I guess team free throw shooting helps when the right guys are at the line, right?
Yeah, and this week, you know, that was the emphasis this week. I think we made close to 4,000 as a team over the last few days of practice. You know, we've got to be better in that area. And you know, 68 is about national average, but we don't want to be average. We need to get that number to 75 to 80 to start feeling good.
Well, Marcus was at 90, and it was just enough for the win. And then the last shot of the game, I guess on the court they said it counted. I thought clearly it was late. How nervous were you, though, when it went to replay?
Well, I think we were clearly aware that it was after the clock, but you just, you know, when they call it made on the court, you just never know those videos can go down or a bad camera angle, and next thing you know you're in it sideways, so we felt good about it, but you just never know until they confirm it.
Well, Coach, they don't ask if it's pretty, they just asked if you had more than the other guys. So congrats on the road win. Enjoy the trip home.
All right, thank you.
That's Coach Todd Simon, BG 54, USI 52.